Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DJ SMKMOX. So I told you guys about this Monday and Tuesday, but Mike Bush has invited me to be his next guest on his podcast. They tape that at 2:30 p.m. on Thursdays. So after this segment with Brad Young, I'm going to run over to KSDK. Going to tape the podcast, then I'll come back. So I should be back 3:34, something like that. But just letting you know that everything's fine. I'm just going to go do Mike Bush's podcast. Brad Young is with us every Thursday. He's an attorney. He's a very smart conservative pundit, and he joined us now. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So I said this earlier in the show, and I want to run it by you. Because I respect your opinion so much politically. I think you always call balls and strikes. And I said, I think what Donald Trump is doing with Barack Obama committed treason is probably just another version of, hey, look, there's something shiny rolling across the street. Nothing to see here with me and Epstein. But I said that if a sitting president rightfully accuses his predecessor of treason, that's all we should be talking about. That's all we should be doing. It's not just a part of the story. It's the only story. And the country's kind of done. If Barack Obama really committed treason and tried to throw the election, we're kind of done here. So to me, it's a much bigger deal than most people are making of it.
Well, it is. And we know from what the Supreme Court held last year that there's nothing that Barack Obama could do and be held criminally liable for it because he was doing it as the president. But listen, talking about distractions, obviously Trump has tried everything to distract the public from the ongoing Epstein situation, but nothing's worked. I mean, he's trying this with Obama, but that's not working. Frankly, I think the only thing left is that might work really is if Trump like perp walks out aliens from Area 51. I mean, short of that,
find out.
I mean, that might work for me.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Short of that, you know, nothing's going to be able to distract us from this.
And one of the stories you're going to cover is a new pressure put on Harvard. And I see that Columbia has also agreed to like a $200 million settlement.
Yeah, they're agreeing to these settlements. And these are things, again, I try to call balls and strikes. And when you look at some of the things that Harvard has done, I mean, this is not new. We saw it went up to the Supreme Court a couple of years ago where Harvard essentially said, if you're Asian, don't bother applying to Harvard because we're going to put you way down on the list because we got lots of Asians. We need more people. And even if that's done for a righteous or a good reason, it's de facto discrimination. So what's happening now is the Trump administration is opening up a new investigation into Harvard related to anti-Semitic activities. And we've all seen those types of activities on campuses, particularly a couple of years ago. So I think this is a valid investigation into Harvard and Columbia. You're seeing, again, Columbia come to the table with some cash. I expect that to happen with Harvard as well because they just don't want to lose federal funding.
And we have some new input on TikTok and whether it's going to stay or go.
Well, you know, this is perplexing to me because the law that was signed by President Biden at the end of his term specified a very specific time frame to either get a seller for TikTok or shut it down. And this keeps getting continued, I think, in violation of the law. But now we've seen the Commerce Secretary today said that if China won't agree to the U.S. control of the entire app and the algorithm, because that's the whole thing. It's not the users. It's the whole thing with TikTok is the algorithm, period. And Commerce Secretary's taking the position that if the sale doesn't involve the algorithm, then we're just going to let TikTok go dark. I think that's a negotiating position, but clearly that's the position they're taking today.
Interesting. And I'm so darkly fascinated by Candace Owens being sued by the First Couple of France because she has been saying that Macron's wife was born a male and is just pretending to be a female. What do you make of all this?
Well, it makes you laugh when you hear these types of statements. But listen, let's break it down legally. And plus, this lawsuit was filed in Delaware, so U.S. law applies. It's not French law. I would think that French law would be better for the Macrons, but unless Candace Owens has any assets in France, it probably would be futile. But let's talk about under U.S. law. Anytime that you sue a celebrity, and listen, Macron's wife is going to be Candace Owens is going to be considered a celebrity here. If you're going to sue them for malice or libel, number one, you have to prove that the statement was false or that you knew that the statement was false. There has to be some evidence here. If Candace Owens is just throwing smack saying she was born a woman, Macron's wife was born a man, that is demonstrably either true or false, one way or the other. And so that this literally could go forward. This isn't just like an opinion piece. She's making a statement of fact. And even if it was false, it's going to be easy to prove that she acted with reckless disregard for whether it was true or false. And I think Candace Owens has some potential liability here.
So let's say that the First Lady takes a test or shows the stuff or whatever it is that you have to do to prove what gender you are. And she is indeed a biological woman. And Candace Owens goes, well, you fooled me. I thought you looked like a dude. Is that enough? Is that enough defense?
No, you know, it's not. And that's a great question, Dave, but it's not enough. And because of under the standard, and listen, when you sue a celebrity, the standard for proving libel or slander is extremely high. It's hard to tag them with liability in the situation. But if they know it's false, or the second tier of that test under the actual malice standard is they acted with reckless disregard, it would fall under that category. So even if she, you know, takes a blood test or drops her trousers or, you know, whatever's involved with the test here, if it proves that she was born a biological woman, then at that point, either Candace knew that what she said was false or that she acted in reckless disregard of whether it was true or false. And I think either way, she's got potential for liability.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to hear. I'm sure Candace has said it, but I don't consume her content. But like, based on what? Like, certainly she has to have said over the past several years, like, I think she's a man because X, Y, Z. And that would be interesting to me to see what backup she even claims to have.
Well, I don't listen to Candace, but I've read some of what she said because I, too, am darkly fascinated by this lawsuit. And in reading statements, at least the statements that I've read, Dave, they're very specific. It's not just like, you know, I was standing next to her once and her BO smelled like a men's gym locker. I mean, it was very specific that she is a man. And those kind of statements are what creates liability for slander.
And finally, the case, a helicopter and a laser. What's going on with that?
Well, this makes me think that, you know, maybe someone from my hometown was doing this because this is the kind of thing that 12-year-old boys fantasize about doing. And that is pointing a laser at a helicopter. Okay. I don't know what it is. It's a fascinating idea. Can I shine my little laser with a one battery and one AAA battery and actually shine it on a laser? Well, number one, it's a bad idea. Number two, it's illegal. And thirdly, there was a guy in the St. Louis area who was just convicted yesterday for shining a laser on a helicopter. So even if someone has the 12-year-old punk boy desire to do this, it's a bad idea.
All right. Thank you, buddy. You're the best. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. Quick break. Right back. DGS.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's DGS on a Thursday. Dave is on intermission.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He's got an intermission going. He mentioned already he's going to be joining Mike Bush for a recording of Mike Bush's podcast, and they do that at 2:30. So Dave will be back as soon as that's over. And they're not far down the road. It's literally right down the road here, so it's a quick hop in the car. Dave will be back in just a little bit. We'll keep things rolling in the interim, although I know Dave's going to be upset that he's going to miss Ricky Horton because Ricky's his best friend in the world. Ricky will join us coming up after the 2:30 news. We've got Janelle coming in later on, talking movies and TV shows and such, and whoever else. No, I mean, who knows what else? Mike Elam's going to join us later on, so we'll stay busy. Oh, and by Elam, I think Dave will be here. He may be here by mid Janelle, I would think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he's here for headlines and Dave Murray. Wheels, I just got a text from the National Weather Service. Speaking of Dave Murray, they have extended the extreme heat warning for the city of St. Louis until Tuesday, July 29th at 7 p.m. I thought it was all ending soon, but I guess not.
Dang it.
I'm sad.
I know it's every year. Like, we all know that every year it's going to be this way. We know we're going to have these days that are right around 100 and all that. But it doesn't make them any easier to deal with. it doesn't make it any more pleasant when you. I was telling. Were you guys in the room? I mentioned it to Dave. It might have been when you guys were sitting here. Might have been in here. Like I think in the last 3 days, I've now gone through 13 shirts.
Dude, that's a lot of shirts.
I think it's something like that. I'm getting on like almost five a day at this point. It's only two so far today. So hopefully, well, I don't know, maybe later on there's going to be another one. Cause when you get home and I'm like dying. Like I am soaked just taking the dogs to the backyard. Mm. Just taking the dogs out in the backyard. Just, you know, you got to monitor the little ones cause they get themselves in some trouble. And I just stand out there for 5 minutes. I'm like, I got to change shirts just from that.
Andrew, how does the AC do in your car, in the trash car?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's real good, actually.
Very nice.
I know. It's one of the only decent things about it.
Nothing worse when the AC doesn't work in the car.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I guess it's worse if it's the home. Like,
yeah, that is worse because you're not like going down the highway the window open.
Well, and usually in the car, it's kind of a relatively short trip as opposed to... You know, you're at home for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours at a time sometimes, especially when it's overnight.
My dad owns a truck that I did not even know this was a possibility. It has so little, like, it has no options. So it has nothing. It doesn't have, it doesn't even have a radio. Like, it does, and it doesn't have AC. Like, just sort of by, like, default. It's not that it doesn't work. It just, it wasn't.
Oh, it just didn't come with the radio.
Just didn't come with it. Doesn't have power locks, doesn't have power windows.
How old is this truck?
It's not that old. I want to say it's like a maybe like a 2010.
Oh, all right. I mean, yeah, that's a possibility. You can definitely get the no frills vehicle. I don't know if you can anymore though.
Yeah, I was so surprised by that. Like there was it had absolutely no options of any kind.
Man, I couldn't do any of that.
I didn't know AC was an option. Fancy.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got to have the AC. I've got to have a radio.
Does it have crank windows, Andrew? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually don't mind those.
Well,
those are kind of nice.
They can be tough. Like my car has crank windows, and it's annoying because in the summer it's fine, but in the winter they can get a little locked up, and you got to like really turn that crank to get it to roll down.
I don't like it because you got to reach across the car if you need to open up both windows.
Yeah, that too.
No bueno. Don't like.
I mean, I would definitely, if you're given the option, I would definitely vote for power windows.
Although they probably break less often.
I didn't choose the crank windows.
Right? I mean, the crank ones probably don't have as many problems.
I don't know. Mine has had tons of problems.
Well, that's true. They do. Things do break, don't they?
Yeah. But it's also like a 30-year-old car. So.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. Yeah. Things are going to break on an old car. I mean, that's just a part of life. Like, there is no... There's no tap dancing around it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to run something by you guys. Dave touched on it early in the show when we were talking about how basically every day right now is just annoying. Like it's just annoying. Like it's there's not enough fun. It's too much nonsense. There's too much negativity, too much fighting, too much craziness. I saw it was a video that I saw, but it was somebody who studies human psychology making the point that. You know, people all are saying now that they don't have enough fun. And I wanted to see if you guys, if this rings true to you guys. Because one of the things that they're saying is it's because of the disappearance of third places. So some place that people would hang out for extended periods of time to regularly hang out with other people that are not your home or your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So corner bar, I don't know, where else would you hang out?
Church for a lot of people.
Something like that. But that a lot of these places are now they're pricing people out so that the corner bar that you used to sit is now fancy and it's now $12 drinks. And now you're going to be like, every time you're going to spend a couple hours there, it's going to be 30, 40 bucks. And, or some of the places like social clubs that'll just be charging you to get in, or the food is really expensive. And they said a lot of people, especially people in their 20s and 30s, are just saying, I can't afford to be a part of these third places that are popular, you know, with the people that I would hang out with. So I just stay home and I go towards the digital connections.
Mm, makes sense. I mean, it's a lot easier too to like get people to agree to hang out. Even just for like booking my show on the weekend, for instance, sometimes it's just way easier to get someone to agree to do a Zoom call than to drive down to the studio.
Yeah.
So once we kind of got that option, I understand why people gravitate towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when, instead of going out to that corner bar and spending $30, you can spend $7 with the ingredients you got at Schnucks and make your own drinks and snacks at home. So,
and if it's like, I haven't done it in a long time because obviously, you know, it's been a while since I would be. But I have some of this just with some of the work that I've done over the course of my life, right? Like covering a baseball game. If I'm going to the ballpark it's a part of work, but it's not really my workplace. Mm-hmm. And you're there with people you know and like, yes, I don't know, maybe it's not a fair description because it is work. You are like doing things that you have to do, which is the definition of work, right? There are things you have to do and you're doing them. But maybe that served as a third place for me. Mm-hmm. But for me, that wasn't because it was work, it wasn't $30, $40, $50 a day in cost for things. I can't, like, if you wanted to have a place where you would go several days a week, 2 or 3 days a week, just to hang out with people, how many people can just go throw $40, $50 each one of those times out there and not feel it?
Yeah, it's a good point. And it's not all on the businesses, too. You know, they're just doing what they have to do to survive. They don't want to charge exorbitant prices and, like, effectively drive lots of people away, but it just is what it is.
Like, that's really the question, right? It's not that the bars and restaurants want to raise the prices on food and alcohol, but their costs are going up. Mm-hmm. So they have to, as part of the business, pass that along. And for certain groups of people, that is just pushing them out of social environments, which kind of sucks.
It does. And I mean, even if you break it down to like, not even calling it a third place, let's say you just like to go out to eat with your husband or wife.
Yeah.
I feel like 5-6 years ago, that was something people could do 2 or 3 times a week or even just once a week, but you're going out 4 times a month. Now you hear about it more and more. People are like, I can really only afford to do that like once a month and half the time, and it's way more expensive than it ever was. It's just something that's fading away for a lot of people. And then, you know, rich people will just do it all the time.
Well, yeah,
it's no
big
deal whatsoever. But for like the average working person, it's just becoming more and more unattainable.
And it's tough because, you know, I mean, look, as a species, we are a social species. We're not meant to spend a lot of time alone or a lot of time isolated, but we do more than ever because that's more enjoyable than it used to be, right? Because of your phone and your TV services. But they're saying it's costing people a lot of happiness and a lot of fun.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to Ricky. Ricky, we just did a segment talking about how people don't feel like they're having as much fun in 2025 because costs of things are going up and all that. Just related to that, baseball is a lot more fun when things are going well. I enjoy it even when it's not going well because I'm a dork and I love just the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
But that was a rough road trip right there.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm with you. I mean, typically you're going to find something redeeming about every day you go to the ballpark because it's baseball. I mean, it's not the war in the Middle East. It's not some kind of brain surgery situation. It's sports, and it's meant to be a diversion, meant to be fun. But sometimes your fun is a little less fun. And I can tell you, Arizona and Colorado was a little less fun for everybody involved.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it led to the roster move yesterday. So Eric Fetty has been designated for assignment, so he could still be traded, could end up being claimed on waivers. So that's all to be determined. But what we do know from all of that is that Michael McGreevy is sticking around, and he's one of the bright spots. I mean, on that trip, he was the bright spot.
Yeah, there's always something that you can kind of be excited about. I would say Jordan Walker is also a bright spot. He's hit like 350 since he's come back from appendicitis. Mason Wynn has been right around 500 since the All-Star break. So there's always somebody going good. But, you know, the bottom line of if you're following the team is, how they doing on the wins and losses department? And that's not very good. And I think the main culprit for that is starting pitching. And, you know, I do feel for Eric Fetty. He's a human being that just lost his job. That's the way I look at it, honestly, from being around this long enough. You know, he's not just a guy that you either root for or don't and discard him. He's a human being. And so I know it's a hard time for him. I feel for him, and I hope whatever's next for him is a good thing.
Yeah, that is the hard part. I mean, the human side is hard. I mean, the good thing is if you're a professional baseball player, you're still getting paid either way. But it doesn't mean you like letting your team down. And I really thought that he handled everything as well as you can, right? I mean, he's a stand-up guy. After his bad outing, he just talked about it like flat out. Like, it's not good enough. I'm not happy about it. I'm trying, but it's just not there.
Yeah, and I think the average person, if somebody said to them, if somebody came up to you and said, you know, you're not doing a very good job, you're fired, but we're still going to pay you, I think paying you doesn't solve that. Paying you, right. Yeah, I mean, yes, of course that's a good thing. You'd rather have them do that than not. But the point still is, you lose your connection, you lose your teammates, you lose your identity, you lose your, I mean, just kind of where you're, I mean, you can't get into the ballpark now without a pass. I mean, honestly, it's the weirdest feeling of falling off the face of the earth. And I'm just speaking, obviously, hey, I was released three times, so I get it. And we call it released in baseball or DFA'd, but the bottom line is you're fired. That's what it is.
Yes, I got released before I was ever even given a paycheck. It was pretty amazing. That was a heck of a trick. So yeah, obviously highlighting, you know, Michael McGreevy has pitched great, and now he knows for the time being he gets to stick around. I wanted to bring up the other guy, though, that I haven't heard any. I heard Ollie make a brief reference to it. But I also thought that one of the highlights was Kyle Leahy's outing for a couple of reasons. Obviously, he pitched great. He got his pitch count up to about 50, which makes me suspicious about whether or not we may see him starting games at some point as we go through the season here. But then there's the human side of the story where his family is from the Denver area. His grandmother passed away that morning that he ended up pitching. And, you know, he got the timing is almost like it's straight out of a movie or a storybook because she had been bad off for a couple of weeks and was able to hang on until her grandson came into town. He got that moment. Then he gets to go out and perform. Well, I mean, wow. Just listening to him talk after that game and knowing that story adds a lot to it.
So again, I'm running the risk of being autobiographical about what you just said, but my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, who was the baseball matriarch of our family, passed during the '85 World Series.
Oh, wow.
And got to see me pitch in a World Series, and then she passed. And during that World Series in 1985, we were in Kansas City, and so I get it. I mean, it's the human point that we're talking about. And Kyle Leahy, not only did he kind of have the emotions of that moment, but he used them in such a powerful way. He had 7 punchouts. His career high had been 4, and he struck out 7 in that game, and it was almost like he was kind of just on another plane. And yes, I think he could be a starter. Kevin, I think it'd be more likely that it would be in 2026 instead of 25.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by, you know, how the progression works, right? I mean, if you're at 50 now, you could be at 60 next time, and then you could be at 70 after that. And I know it's hard, but that also depends on what happens at the trade deadline. You know, do you sell? Do you need him in the bullpen? Because obviously the biggest assets that they would have to sell would be guys like Helsley and Maton and Matz. And now all of a sudden that's pretty thin back there if you're moving those guys.
Yeah, and I think the other thin part is become the options from AAA. At one point, we were all kind of excited to see Tink Hentz and Quinn Matthews and Tekoa Roby, but, you know, injuries and, you know, all kinds of things have affected those three guys. I mean, I'm bullish on those three guys, but I'm frankly disappointed that we're not seeing all three of those guys post All-Star break. That was my expectation, that those three guys would be ready, and they're not.
Yeah, that is a bummer because, you know, Quinn Matthews looked like he was very close coming into the year, had already advanced to AAA last year, and just not been right since he had a shoulder problem earlier in the year, and I'm convinced that his command problems are related to that. Because he was a strike thrower, you know, all through college and through last year, and it just kind of changed with the injury. The bummer with Roby, because he was so close and so hot, Ricky, and you saw him in spring. He's got such good stuff. It's just always been a matter of staying on the mound. And the same thing with Tink, who just has a hard time being able to do this. I don't know, maybe that means Tink will be a reliever someday because of the workload. But all of those guys have phenomenal stuff. Like, those are guys that are high-end, top 100 prospect caliber guys.
Yeah, and we've talked about this several times, Kevin, about baseball's at a crossroads of your developing guys to get elite stuff, which means throw as hard as you can, spin it as much as you can. But what comes along with that is injury. And then what happens? The guy gets injured once or twice, and you say, well, I better turn him into a reliever. Well, that's why you don't have any starters anymore, because nobody's being developed to be a guy that could just, you know, let's just say pitch well. And I don't, it's funny. I never liked the phrase pitch to contact. I first heard that from Dave Duncan. I hated that phrase. And people would say I was that guy. But I never pitched to contact. What I would say is I was not afraid of contact. There's a very big difference. And so you're always trying to get swing and miss, but you're not afraid to throw it in the zone to try to get, again, that weak contact and go to those right places. And I just think we're not emphasizing that enough, and I think at some point we will.
Yeah, it's a really difficult challenge, Rick, and I'm curious your opinion on this since we've started down this path. I would really like to advocate for Major League Baseball to take a bigger role in amateur baseball. I've been a part of the tournament scene and all of that, and I think, you know, the people that I've been around do things the right way. We follow a lot of recommendations from Dr. James Andrews and things along those lines. But on a weekly basis, Ricky, I'm seeing 13 and 14-year-olds throw 100-plus pitches in 6 innings and then go play shortstop in the second game of a doubleheader. And it's not just the you know, we think of these pro pitchers and college guys that are throwing hard, but these problems start when you're 12, 13, 14 years old, when you're going to play six games in 3 days.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, I think some leagues are better than others. And, you know, the more kind of independent you are, and I know you're in that world, you see it. You see, if I could just get that edge, I'm going to have this guy who's my horse just keep going. And you know, you get burnt by that. And actually, you don't. They do. I mean, it is a problem. And baseball being involved in that, I think they're thinking about that. You know, we've talked about this before, too. But, you know, baseball has told us all in spring training, we are going to fix this. And we're going to make starting pitching become important again.
Yeah.
And we're going to study it all year. We're going to study injuries. I'm waiting to hear those results because I'm guessing they're still in the midst of studying it.
They are, and they've gotten some preliminary things out there recently, Ricky, where they're pointing out that things like velocity is not what causes injuries, but we know that because it's not that. It's effort, right? Because if I'm throwing as hard as I can at 90, well, I'm doing just as much damage as the guy who's doing it at 100. It doesn't make any difference.
Right, yeah.
And fascinating.
I think you're 100% right about that. So you know, we were always told you throw a baseball at 92% effort. And I don't know who came up with that. I mean, I think somebody just pulled a number out of the sky and said, and basically the point was, don't throw the ball as hard as you can. You were considered to be less of a pitcher if you were doing that. Think about that.
Yeah.
You were considered a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. If he did that, that was almost a pejorative statement. This guy's throwing as hard as he can. You were insulting him. Now we're crediting them.
And we'll close on this, Ricky, since we're on the big picture thing, because I've always been interested in this question in general. It always fascinates me that what becomes trendy or what people tend to try to imitate is not what the best of the best do, right? Like, if I were trying to train pitchers, I'd be asking, what did Justin Verlander do, and how can I find a way to pattern after that? If I'm trying to train hitters, what does Mike Trout do, because he's the well-rounded offensive player, and how can I train guys to kind of have that same approach and plan, if not the same strength and athleticism, because that's going to vary. But we don't imitate often enough the very best.
You know, the funny thing about that is I'm a sucker for watching golf videos to try to make my swing better, and I'm watching probably videos from Yahoos all over the country that just posted something that they got no idea what they're talking about. But I'm like, oh yeah, if I just put my foot against the wall and lean forward and do this, and it's like, well, and what am I doing? Why don't I just watch Scottie Scheffler play, or better yet, watch Phil Mickelson play as a lefty? I've got a better chance of figuring out how to be better than I am.
Oh, Ricky, I wanted to ask you, I apologize if they asked you about this when you were on Tuesday, but last time I was on the show and you were talking, you were on the way to a horse competition with your wife. I was just wondering how that went.
Yes. You know what? You just made my day by asking her that question, and her, by the way.
Good, good.
She actually won a blue ribbon in Kansas City.
Awesome.
In the country pleasure division at the Central States Horse Show. She was so amped up about it, and we had such a great time there. It was a perfect all-star break for me to just see her do her thing, and she was on cloud nine. In fact, when I came back the next day, I did the out-of-town scoreboard update, and I included her horse show results along with the Cubs score and the Pirates score and the Reds score. So it was a fun moment.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank Congratulations to her.
Yeah, that's great, Ricky. Well, make sure you congratulate her from the DGS, man. That's really cool. I know that's a big passion, and I know you get to be a part of it sometimes, and glad it was around the All-Star break, so you got a chance to be there.
I get to be a part of it. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's not all bad.
All right, Ricky, Cardinals and the Padres kicking it off tonight. Have a good night tonight. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
DGS. We're in the Dave intermission. He'll be back in a little bit. Janelle's going to join us top of the hour. We'll be talking some movies and, I don't know, maybe TV shows as well, but it's pretty big movie time of the year. So We'll see what she's seen and get her thoughts on those things.
Man, I'm just thinking, remembering, I wanted to ask Janelle something about Superman, but now I can't remember what it was. Darn it.
He's from space.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was something really dumb that I could have just
Krypton.
Googled and seen on Wikipedia, but I didn't want to see like the whole plot of the film, so I thought, oh, I'll just ask her, but now I can't remember what the question was, so it
must
not have been that important. But I can't remember.
Oh,
what
you
the
just said
you.
Yeah. That was the problem there. Anyway, Janelle will join us coming up at 3. Dave Murray at 3:30. Mike Elam at 4:00. And somewhere in there, Dave will be back. Let's do Razor's Edge.
Okay, so Wheels and I were just talking about how hot it was on the break, and I was saying, man, I think it was making me feel worse these past couple days being sick. That's probably true. It reminded me of this story I've been wanting to talk about for a couple days now. So there was a United States post office worker who made a delivery to Starbucks. And while she was there, she was like, hey, you know, on super hot days like this, I usually bring a cooler full of water. But some days I just run out, so I'm out of water. Can I just have a plastic cup of ice water to take with me when I leave? And Starbucks said, no, you can't have that. You have to buy a bottle of water. So she ends up paying the like $2-3 for the bottle of water, goes on her way, but it doesn't rub her the right way. She gets in the truck. She makes a TikTok video explaining the situation and goes viral. People are very upset. And I'm just looking at the situation going, this is such a bad look for Starbucks. I guess last March or so, they changed their policy to where they won't give you a cup of water anymore. You have to make a purchase in order to get a cup for stuff like that. I also think they've rolled back their free bathrooms for everyone thing, too. And on one hand, I understand why they feel the need to do that. They don't want people just loitering in the store. But on the other hand, someone is coming into your store, providing you with a service, and you're denying them cold water on a hot day.
And what was she doing again?
Look good. She was delivering a package with the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, see, I'd make an exception there.
Absolutely.
I might not for a general customer, you know? Like, I might not because, look, I want you to buy something when you're coming into my store. I don't want to just be like the free water place.
Right.
But, like, when it's somebody like that or the UPS person or a regular person bringing your supplies, right? Maybe it's the Starbucks truck driver. Help them out.
I know.
What do you stand to lose from doing something like you can say we'll do this for a police officer that comes in or whatever, but we're not going to just do it for everybody because customers, you know, we're a business, we're trying to make money.
But even like it just makes you wonder what the standard really is there because I mean we've all had jobs, we've all had customer or public facing jobs where it's like, yeah, the policy is this, but we can bend the rules every once in a while. So what are the odds are that Starbucks says don't give them water and the employees are also making the personal decision to not override that and just give a dang water cup?
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly,
are they scared of getting caught or something? I mean, is it that big of a deal to Starbucks corporate if you give away one cup of ice water?
I don't know, but I know this for a fact because I did it at times as a server. Sometimes your drinks are going to be free.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I did give people occasionally, not people I knew because I didn't want that kind of heat. It would be just, sorry, I didn't ring up your drinks. Guess what? They're free today. Like Coke and things, not like your alcohol. You always had to pay for that. I don't know. I don't see how it would be that big of a deal. I think you're being a little bit of a stickler there too as an employee, unless you know your manager is one of those people.
And I'm wondering if that was the case, if it's just like one of those stores where it's like, I'm so scared of my manager, I cannot possibly step out on this. So the postal worker said in her TikTok, she's like, look, it's not about a free cup of water. I can afford the bottle of water. I was just disappointed that I wasn't being treated like a human. Like, this is just basic human kindness. I'm just asking to be seen like a human being. And if one video asking for a cup of water bothers you that much, you should really ask yourself why.
I would say I'm not sure this is video worthy. I think it's BS. I'd give the person the cup of water. But I'm not sure I'm going to go on TikTok and say, hey, world, we should all be talking about this.
I apologize to those on the stream. I left the commercial thing up for the entire segment.
Nothing fun happened. It was okay.
It's fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.